Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
The only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Holly Wade back on the show. Holly is the Director of Research and Policy Analysis for the NFIB, the National Federation of Independent Business, NFIB.com, an organization I've been telling you about since day one. In fact, the very first guest on my show ever, the day I started broadcasting in 97, Cleta Mitchell was with the NFIB in those days, and she was my first guest, NFIB, always right here since the beginning. And right now, too, Holly is back with the index, the NFIB's Index of Small Business Optimism, a report that they put out that's the gold standard for small business sentiment in the world, and we've been covering it now for 20 years. Holly Wade, welcome back.
Thank you. It's great to be back.
It's good to have you back, as always.
Very stressful times.
Yeah, it's good to have you back, and it's not as much fun. It's good. It's always good to have you, but we've had so much fun reporting on the NFIB's index for the last three, almost 4 years. Record numbers, 103, 104, 105 points on the index, which was about 10 points higher than the 8-year average during the last decade. But now it's fallen off the table again, hasn't it, Holly?
It sure has. In March, we started to see the decline in the small business sector. The disruption by the end of the month was immense. And we experienced in March the largest monthly decline in the survey's history. So small businesses were absolutely feeling the disruption of the economy starting in March.
Yeah. And it continues today. I don't even want to think about what April's going to be like. I know the drop was unprecedented, but the number wasn't the lowest that it has been. But I fear we may get to that in this April report. What do you think?
It certainly could be. I mean, we've seen just unprecedented numbers of, you know, those non-essential businesses having to close their doors, trying to adjust so that, you know, there are still some restaurants out there that are retaining, you know, a few employees for takeout purposes, but so many restaurants and retailers that are essential for the small business sector have had to close their doors. So we could certainly see the index plummet to historic lows very soon, unfortunately.
All of your indicators are from 10 major operating factors, right? I mean, it's not as much sentiment in terms of their optimism or whatever as it is how they feel about those operating factors, right?
Yes. So the index is of 10 components, 10 questions within the survey, and the biggest contributors to last month's drop were plans to increase employment. That changed 12 points from the previous month and contributed 13% to the change. So they're not looking to increase employees, obviously. The other big significant factors were sales expectations. Sales expectations fell 31 points from February. A huge drop in small business owners thinking ahead at what's to come, and they see the ground shake beneath their feet on what they're going to, you know, expect as far as sales going forward in the near term. And then obviously, you know, good time to expand, decline significantly, and same with better business conditions in the next 6 months. So small business owners are bracing themselves for what's to come. They understand that it is going to be significant and you know, negatively impacting their business and their community. And so, again, they're bracing themselves for what's to come. And, you know, for many of them, that's going to mean that they have to temporarily shut down operations in the near term, which is going to be, you know, a huge problem if they can't receive some of these loans that are targeted for them that are running out of funding quickly.
And those are happening right now. People are getting the money right now. Hold on to that thought, Holly. We're going to take a quick break. I want to get Holly's thoughts on what she was just mentioning was the Paycheck Protection Program, and if they may start polling people about that compliance, and that's coming up right after the break. Holly Wade, ladies and gentlemen, she's with the NFIB. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm with you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.